Balls.
Guys, listen, Ashlyn's here this week.
Hey, podcast double yet, guys?
I want to go home and do nothing.
Are we good? I think we're good. We're good. Hurry up, guys.
Exactly. You just hit record, right? Hurry it up, guys.
Guys, I have places to be. We love you, Ashlyn. Get better from your COVID.
Yep. Hopefully this COVID bug.
Yeah, I hope this month-long COVID bug.
I'm not enough of a friend to cure it.
Healthy as we can
power.
Be.
Friend power.
We need to call for.
But we'll get it if we go over there.
I don't want to get COVID.
But we have friends, so we'll cancel it out.
That's true. Yeah, and I'm immune anyways.
Yeah, we're immune.
Yep. But you're immune because we're friends.
Yeah.
Because of the friend power.
Yeah. What happened with our friend power of Ashlyn?
Don't know.
Yep. Remember, it's on her end.
Okay.
Yep. It's on our end.
Yeah.
That's true.
Subliminal messages.
Subliminal messages. This is some really good bass.
This.
You know, you should come up with some lyrics.
Didn't you say you already had lyrics?
I'm glad you asked that.
Yeah, I
don't. Nah.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 171 of Brett and Tony with Ash and Abe. I'm Abe.
I'm Brett.
I'm Ashlyn.
And I'm Tony.
And I'm Tony.
And I'm Tony.
And I'm Tony.
We're all Tony tonight.
And if we want to thank you, I forgot about that.
I'm Tony.
Tony.
With the little finger in the shiny.
I'm Tony. Red rum.
Yeah. It never came up in our Shining podcast.
It didn't come up. I don't think that word was mentioned.
I mentioned it once. Yeah. When we're talking about how iconic it is, I'm like, you can just say Red Rum and everybody knows exactly what movie. Yeah.
When you guys first watched it, I know I should have asked this last week, but when you guys first watched it, did you know?
It blew my fucking mind.
You didn't know either?
No.
I didn't know either. I was probably like 16, 17 at the time.
And I remember how obsessed I became with it because I like that.
Right when it shows it in the mirror at the end,
I'm like, oh God,
what?
Guys, guess how
murdered? And then after you see that, like, it's so obvious.
Guess, so obvious.
And then you just feel dumb.
Yeah.
Guess how old I was when I watched this for the first time. Seven.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. You were Danny's age.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. We want to thank you all for joining us this week. If you haven't already, make sure you check out our socials at BTAABM2 on the old Facebook, Instagram, X, YouTube. You name it, it's there.
Also, not to ruin your flow, because it is going great.
Well, thank you.
But I just want to throw in there, also go back and listen to last week's episode about The Shining, if you haven't already. Because Tony goes in deep on some behind the scenes stuff and stuff like that. So go check it out.
Yep. Yeah, do it. It's a good time.
I don't know why you're listening to this one before last week's, but if it's cool.
Oh, hey, guys, guess what this week is? Boys Night Part 2.
Boys Night Part 2.
Should we just change the name of the podcast to Boys Night?
Damn it. I got to make a whole new logo now. Yeah,
fuck.
Boys Night.
Welcome to Boys Night.
Actually, obviously she's coming back, but if she wasn't, we should just name the podcast Ashlyn. We should just name Ashlyn. Ashlyn. Like, she dropped out, so the three of us dropped our names from the name.
Yeah. It's Ashlyn now.
And at the intro, we're like, I'm Ashlyn.
I'm Ashlyn.
I'm Ashlyn.
Welcome to Ashlyn with Ashlyn and Ashlyn and Ash. Oh, Ash and Ashlyn.
Oh, shit.
Actually, she's just Ash now.
Yeah.
So now she's Ashlyn.
She's gaining letters.
Yeah.
Yep.
And syllables.
And consonants.
Mm-hmm.
Consonants. Yep.
I say continent. I don't give a fuck.
Okay. No. You can add whatever you want. Tony.
I added land. Ashland. Ashland.
I've done that before. Ashland. Yeah. Or Ashlandia.
Yeah. Ashlandia.
Apparently she got that a lot in Oregon because there is an Ashland, Oregon.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm. We should call it Ashland.
Ashland. She hates it, by the way. So I wouldn't.
Okay. Never mind.
Because she's going to start calling you her dad because he calls her Ashley on purpose.
Ooh.
Even though he helped name her Ashlyn, he calls her Ashley.
I like Ashlyn better than Ashley.
Yeah, Ashlyn is an Ashlyn, not an Ashley.
No, Ashley has a whole different connotation for me as a girl's name.
Yeah, can you imagine Ashlyn as an Ashley? You know how annoying she would be?
Yeah. Instantly, her whole personality would change. It'd be weird.
Yeah. I couldn't hang with her.
No, nobody could. No. And to be Auburn as well. That's a double negative.
Ah, man.
I don't know if that's possible. I think if you named your, if she changed her name to Ashley, I think she would legally just turn blonde out of nowhere.
Ashley?
Yeah.
Ashley blonde.
Do I know any brunette Ashleys?
You know any redheaded Ashleys? Nope.
Huh.
That's Every Ashley I've ever met has been either blonde or dirty blonde.
Yeah. Weird.
Yeah. It's a thing, man. Wow. I think it's against the...
I don't know too many Ashleys, though. I'll be honest.
No. I don't now, but I did, like, in a elementary and high school. Yeah, back in my past life.
Yeah.
I've known a couple. I got a cousin, Ashley. She had Black Hill.
Oh, shit.
I know a guy named Ashley, actually.
Ashley?
He goes by Ash, but...
Yeah.
I know a guy named Ashley, too, with an I. Ashley.
Oh.
He, yeah.
So did your friend, out of curiosity, because I know of one too, did he chop off his hand?
No.
No.
Nope. Really? Still got his hand.
Still got both of them?
Yep.
Nice.
Yep.
Oh, good. I wasn't sure
if you were making an Evil Dead joke or not, to be honest.
Oh, no. No, but he would have been born before that came out.
Really?
Yeah, he was older than me. I used to work with him.
Oh, gotcha. All right.
Now he works down at, well, maybe I shouldn't say where he works.
Yeah,
just in case.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
So this week we are talking about the forgotten fads, the things that we all did and loved to do for some stupid fucking reason and that make no sense now.
Ma'am.
Perfect example, which Brett, you already mentioned this in our, we mentioned this topic, your first words were JNCO.
Oh, like JNCOs?
JNCOs.
And then Abe was like, okay, we're down doing this episode.
Without a doubt, the second JNCOs got thrown up, I'm like, yeah, fuck yes, I'm in.
Yeah, JNCOs. Did you anybody ever own a pair?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Actually, it took me forever
I always wanted one.
It took me forever to convince my mom to get them for me because JCPenney's was the only place in town that sold them here.
Yeah.
But I had the knockoff ones, like the Hot Topic ones, like the all black with the white stitching.
I didn't even get those, man.
I know people stealing them from JCPenney's.
Oh, yes. Yep.
And that was big.
The weird thing that you could steal them in a pair of JNCOs because the pockets were so fucking big. You could fit a folded pair of pants in there.
You bought one pair of JNCO and it paid for itself.
Ten times over.
Yeah.
Well,
the one that I, the guy that I knew that would do that back in junior high, he would go out there and like take a pair into the dressing room to try on, and he already had JNCOs on.
Yeah.
And then he would
double layer them.
Yeah, he would put the new pair on underneath the other pair.
God,
and that's why JCPenney went out of business.
Pretty much.
These hooligans
and their JNCO jeans.
The JNCO hooligans.
And all the kids knew, like, he would do that and then sell them to us kids. I never had the money.
Right.
Plus, if I got them from him, like, my mom didn't think they, like, she knew I didn't have those.
Right.
Yeah. So, like, I couldn't just take them home.
Then you gotta come up with that story of, where'd you get those?
Where the fuck'd you get those?
My friend had an extra pair and gave it to me.
He got the wrong size.
I don't know. I was the fat kid. Yeah, he
was
the fat kid.
I actually
Fuck you, Tony.
I'm glad that took.
I don't even know what to say.
I'm glad that took so much time to process.
I do remember I messaged you guys immediately after, but I remember it was maybe a year ago. I actually saw someone in person wearing JNCO jeans still.
Whoa.
And it blew my mind. I was like, I felt like I was a teenager again. It was so weird.
Yeah.
But they weren't the baggy ones. Like, it was almost like they weren't like
JNCOs that aren't.
How?
What?
Yeah. That makes no sense.
They made other jeans.
They looked like basically my jeans, slightly, maybe a smidge baggier, but not like obnoxiously baggy. But they had the JNCO logo on them and everything. And it looked like the same old, like, you know, the graffiti spray paint logo. Yeah. And I was like, what the fuck? It was so weird.
I don't like that.
That shit took the U.S. by storm.
Oh, it did.
JNCOs did back in the day.
Yes.
Dude, all the cool kids had them.
All of them.
Yep.
None of us.
God, no.
I did. I always
in my ultra Christian fucking conservative upbringing.
My mom and dad went to Kmart and bought like Wranglers,
right? Which I always wanted the pair with the kangaroo in the butt pocket. Mm. That's the pair always wanted.
Yep. Yep.
Had the butt pocket that basically went clear down like to the knee.
Or the kangaroo shoe with the little pocket.
Yep.
What? That was the thing?
Yeah.
I don't remember those.
Man, I just remember girls being so hot in them.
In JNCOs?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I always thought they were just so cute in them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Agreed. I still to this day, like, I don't know why, but I always picture, what's her name? Letty.
Okay. I was going to say JNCO Jeannie.
Like Michelle Rodriguez?
Yep.
Okay.
I always pictured her wearing them back in the day. I don't know why.
Whoa.
Dang.
But I could totally see it.
You know what's the strangest thing is that I don't like her in movies.
I
don't think I could list a single movie that I like her in.
I love her.
I like her movies, but I don't like her in the movie. Any movie. But any interview I've ever seen with her, like where she's just being herself.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I think that's her typecast, though.
She seems like the sweetest person.
Actually, yeah. I think the best movie that she probably been in, Dungeons & Dragons.
The new one?
Yeah.
She's in that? Dude, that movie's the shit.
I thought she did really good in that.
She didn't do too bad. I'll give you that.
Yeah. Like, I was thinking,
was a great movie.
That was
movie,
a really good, surprisingly good.
Surprisingly.
I was not expecting it to be that good.
Nope.
No way to be that good.
No.
No. What the fuck happened? It was so good.
I still haven't seen it.
They set out to make a Dungeons and Dragons movie, and they accidentally made a good one.
Yeah. There's like a paid movie. You know, we're going to make money. Oh, wait, we made something good?
Wait, what?
What? What the fuck? Did you see the trailer for this piece of shit? It ended up being really good. The trailer looked like shit.
Oh.
I don't know why I went to see it in the theater.
Glad you did, though.
Me too.
Yeah.
I actually haven't seen a lot of her movies. I'm going through her IMDb.
Sean Rodriguez?
Yeah.
Oh.
There's a lot of these.
The Resident
never
Evil,
seen, obviously,
right?
Yeah.
I didn't like her in that.
I liked her in that.
Fast and Furious is.
Yep, liked her in that.
Do you?
No, oh, yeah.
I don't like her in any of these.
No. Nope. Tried Dungeons and Dragons.
She was pretty funny in that. I'll give her that. Yeah. But I don't know. Like any interview that like, I ever
that,
see her.
That's the closest to, I think, her actual personality in the interviews.
Yeah.
I think the only thing that I absolutely hate her in, and it's hard for me to watch her, is in Lost. Anna Lucia.
Oh, my God. Sucked.
So fucking bad.
I bet you're happy she got a DUI.
Yeah.
So she didn't have to stick around for the last couple seasons.
Yeah.
I need to rewatch the last couple seasons.
I love them.
Me too.
I don't give a fuck.
I mean, I remember liking them when I watched them, but I remember everybody was all pissed off.
Also, yeah. I mean,
that's how they were with everybody, though.
But like the finale, like... It wasn't the greatest, but like, how are you gonna?
It had to end somehow.
End
nothing.
Show.
Nothing was gonna live up to it.
Nothing.
Yep. I don't care what they gave.
Even if they had planned out everything from the beginning,
they had so many ongoing mysteries. They couldn't solve it up in one episode.
Plus, I mean, why solve every mystery? Yeah.
You know, I like things not to be told.
Yeah, let me figure it out.
Yeah,
let me have my theories.
Yeah.
That's what got me into the show in the first place. I saw a trailer for it. I thought it was just people stranded on an island bullshit. I don't care. And then at school and college, John Bybee, he mentioned to the rest of the class, he's like, so what do you guys think about, like, what's your theory about what happened this week on Lost? I'm like, what the fuck you mean theories? Yeah. It's people stuck on an island. And I'm just like, what? And then you let me borrow season one and two, and I killed season one that same night you let me borrow it. And I'm like, I need more. And then I became hooked. And it's like, what the? This show is much more than I thought
really
it was going to be.
I bought that first season like just so I could let people borrow it.
Yeah.
Because I let you borrow it, and then I let Justin borrow it.
Yeah,
I was letting everybody borrow it.
And then right before season three started, I got it all on iTunes.
Nice.
So I spent like a week getting caught up, 2 weeks before. Season three.
Yeah, because season three is the one we watched all together. Over at Matt's.
Yeah, and you guys told me to get
down
caught up.
At Matt's because I was living above him at the time. I got to point this out because I had this realization as we were talking about Lost just now.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw me go.
Yeah, I didn't. I thought it was on me. I'm like, what are you talking about, dude? I'm justified.
It sounds like we're talking about Lost and everything, and it sounds like we're just going off on a tangent and whatever, but like, Lost is a forgotten fan.
That is.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That show.
We accidentally stayed on topic.
Yeah.
Accidentally.
That typical us.
But yeah, I mean, total forgotten fad though.
Oh yeah,
because TV shows are fads too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
For some of their runs, at least
MacGyver.
Yeah.
MacGyver was fucking huge in the '80s.
Used to watch that with my dad back in the '80s.
No one gives a shit now.
You got nephew named MacGyver. You got a nephew named MacGyver.
You do.
Yeah, that's true because we watched so much of it as kids.
That show is so amazing. I love MacGyver.
Actually, one of the few shows that has stuck around way past this, like, one, it's The Office. I'm surprised how long that has
gotten. The Office,
that people still talk about
that's
it.
That's still
surprising.
I'd say that's probably one of the...
That's not a forgotten fan.
No, that one sucks
still
around.
Going.
Yeah.
Still stayed.
I wonder how much they still make off of residuals.
I mean,
for
nobody
that shit.
Talks about Park and Rec anymore.
No.
You never hear that get brought up.
Nope.
Or I don't think... Well, maybe you did, but How I Met Your Mother for the first, like, three or four seasons.
Oh my
that
God.
Was a huge
no, I just saw it like ended like 10 years ago yesterday.
Yeah. And nobody
talks about
even
it.
Yeah.
What's his name? John. Who? Never mind. I got it.
Yeah.
John Bybee.
Yep.
John Bybee, SEC Film Club.
Yep. Bybee Film Club.
Yep, Bybee it's Film okay. Club. We got this.
That's our permission.
Yeah.
Did you guys see that?
Why are you guys filming in the Vatican? John Bybee Film Club.
Oh,
they would know what we're talking about.
I know. Like, somehow.
Oh, man.
Some fucking hell.
Man, take money out of my wallet. We apologize to the inconvenience.
Yeah.
Oh, do you want us to open the Pope's tomb?
Hey,
which Pope tomb you want?
Take your pick.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. So I was trying to find out. Apparently.
Uh-oh.
It doesn't say. I wanted a 20 per episode, first three seasons, 100 per episode.
For what?
John Krasinski. I wanted to see how much he made from residuals alone, but they don't get that specific. All it says is right now he's worth like $80 million. His net worth in 2024 is $80
million. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I guarantee most of that is from The Office.
Oh, gotta be, right?
It's gotta be.
Yeah.
So I do have a list here of some other forgotten fads throughout history.
Good, because I did no research.
Surge.
Surge.
Do you guys remember Surge?
Yes.
I do.
I just saw, I think it was my friend Adam Whitlatch just posted about Surge.
Yep.
But like, God damn. I remember, and I hadn't thought about it for years.
I remember how forbidden like it felt to like... to drink it because you're like all the caffeine and like even on the label I remember like they had a Surge bottle equals like four cups of coffee or something like that.
I remember, and then like Derek bought some when it came back.
Came back.
I forgot they had a re-release of that.
Yeah
And Derek would like Snapchat it, look what I got.
I remember
did it
thinking,
hold up for him, do you know?
Yeah, I did. He loved it.
I remember thinking it was overrated back then.
I remember trying it.
Yeah.
Because I mean, my dad, he's retired now, so it doesn't matter, but he worked for Pepsi.
Right.
So he couldn't be seen, and he was the manager, the general manager. So he couldn't be seen. So he sent Jay in to Festival Foods, which is Hobby Lobby now, obviously.
Yeah.
But I forgot about Festival Foods.
Yep.
He sent Jay in there with some money to get a cup or a 12 pack so that because he wanted to like
try it.
Yeah. I mean, like it was before it even came out, like they had the hype up for
And like the commercial. Oh, yeah. Like,
so like he was like, I gotta try this competition.
Right.
Yeah, for Mountain Dew, you know.
You would think you'd get a pass for checking out the competition.
No, because he couldn't be seen buying the competition. Even when, like, if we went out to eat.
That was going to be my next question.
If we went out to eat and they had Coke products, we had to get water. Or, like, if they had, like, a lemonade or a tea.
Is that because he couldn't be seen in public drinking them?
Yeah.
Wow.
He couldn't be seen.
How would they know? I guess Coke products, you would narrow it down.
They would know. Actually, Pepsi would know.
Well.
That is so weird. So, like, if he went into say this.
But if we were out of town, all bets are off.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Road trip didn't matter.
So
you want Coke? It's so good.
What do you do in, like, a situation? Like, I know at Napoli's, they have even their water cups had the Pepsi logo like
If it was a Coke place?
Yeah. Like I don't know. If fuck, that's crazy to think about.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. But,
another one that another drink actually trend that was I saw
Sobe.
Sobe.
Sorry. Sobe. No, I saw in the movie. In The Shining, in the also in the food closet where they talk about the end of burial ground. That's the whole plot of the movie, right?
Yeah, that's what the whole movie's about.
In the back, above them, if you don't, if you notice, there's a bunch of Tang back there.
Oh yeah,
there.
Tang.
Tang was another.
Because Tang. That's the no thing. Like he did a moon landing because Tang is
the astronaut drink. Tang. Oh my gosh.
Jesus fucking Christ. I was, while you were saying that, I was like, I was thinking like that I was going to make a joke about like, I wonder what that means because it's Kubrick. So everything's got to mean something. And then it turns
then
out
Tony, Tony just fucking blew it up.
What the fuck?
Hey, if it's Kubrick and The Shining, I got something on it. Would you believe I had The Shining on in the background yesterday? Because I've seen it so much. I'm like, I just wanted to get fleshing out.
Tang. I don't think I've ever drank Tang, though.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah, I don't know if I have either.
Is it basically like high C?
Yeah, I drank Tang so much growing up. My mom bought it.
Really?
It's good.
Huh.
Do you remember Crystal Pepsi or whatever?
Yeah, Clear. I do.
Yeah.
Yep.
Pepsi Clear?
Pepsi Clear, right?
Pepsi Clear, okay, no. Yeah.
When was this?
It was like
early
90s, I'll look it up.
What it tastes like, Pepsi?
I think so.
But it was just clear?
I don't remember really much. It didn't last long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's also the...
You know what I didn't think was going to last long? Flavored Mountain Dews.
Okay, no.
I did not... I was actually going to mention the Flavored Mountain Dews, but in a different light. But yeah, I don't see how they caught on. Like
the Code Red? It's so gross.
I mean, it tasted a little different. Yeah. It was just like clear. It didn't have the brown.
Huh.
And it lasted from 1992 to 1994.
2 years? That's...
All right.
It tasted a little off, but you know, it was good.
Yeah. Huh.
And you know another drink while we're on drinks?
What's that?
High C Ecto Cooler.
Oh, Ecto Cooler. Man.
They
yeah.
had a rerun of those yep. too. Yeah, just like did 2 years they?
Okay,
ago,
I want
think.
Them.
I don't think I ever had that one either.
I remember Tad found a whole bunch, I think, and then they were selling them down there at the Capitol.
Oh damn.
Oh yeah. Nice.
It was good back in the day.
Yeah.
Well.
I don't remember if I had that one or not.
Oh, good.
You probably weren't as excited because we liked the Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
I didn't know what a Ghostbuster was.
Yeah. What's an Ecto Cooler?
I don't even want you to see.
No, I don't. I want the joke to continue on.
I'm not going to be honest.
Please don't. I'm never going to pick it so that you never watch it.
No, I don't want him to see it.
I've gone this long. I might as well go out of my life.
Because it's like. It's a gold mine for jokes.
Yeah.
Like, is it?
Because you will upset you to make a joke when I made it.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I should have gone. I didn't think it was funny. It was funny.
Do you guys remember it was around Terminator 2.
Oh.
They released that slime shit that was supposed to be the
GAC?
T-1000.
GAC?
It was basically GAC, but it was like colored like the T-1000 melted down. So it was like metallic.
Okay, I don't remember that, but I remember GAC.
Oh, yeah. Oh. I love that because I had that and I always used to keep it in the fridge to make it last longer because it didn't last worth shit.
No.
It was just cheesy crap.
And then it was supposed to be like T-1000,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
It was like liquefied metal and like you'd roll it around. It's like, oh, yeah.
Well, they also had... because Jay got it and I was real jealous. You know how in T2 he gets Arnold gets half of his face melted off?
Yeah.
And it's just the robot underneath.
Yeah.
He had like it came with like a metal plate looking thing. It was plastic, but like
nice.
Looked like that. You know what I mean? But then it came with like some putty kind of stuff to make it look like.
Is that a Halloween costume?
Yeah.
Damn, it was like
that's a Halloween
cool.
nice. Kind of thing.
Did you remember the fake arm that you could get?
Yeah.
That had like the little
oh yeah.
Like you pull your sleeve down.
He didn't have that.
No, I never had that either. But I remember all the kids at school. I'm like, oh my gosh, I want that so bad. I could do so much with it.
Uh-huh.
Oh man, that Ashley without a hand would be perfect.
Oh yeah. Yep. That'd be perfect.
My friend Ashley without the hand.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh man. What about
Ashley? He's like a short, like kind of pudgy, bald.
The opposite of Ash from Evil Dead.
Yeah. Probably like late 50s, I'd probably say.
He would say hail to the prince instead.
Hail to the prince.
What about Talk Boy? You guys remember Talk Boy?
Oh, from Home Alone 2?
Yes. Did you guys ever have one?
No,
I had something like kind of like a knockoff.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah, I had a Power Ranger one. Oh, that's cool.
That'd be sweet.
It looked like their little badge.
Yeah,
it was Jason, was that his name? The Red Ranger?
No, nope.
Yeah,
no,
Jason, right?
Jason.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure it's Jason.
Jason Wedd, Tommy Green.
Yeah,
he's the one that went on to do
porn.
Gay porn.
Yep. Oh yeah.
I mean, you gotta do gay porn before you can do regular porn. That's the rule.
There's the break in period.
Yeah.
Break in.
Period.
Yeah. Did you guys know that flagpole sitting?
Flagpole sitter.
Was the thing sitting on flagpoles?
No.
Like
as a hobby,
up your.
Like, I mean, how? Butt? So how many people died from that?
I don't.
When does it stop?
That's so dumb.
Like, how do you get your butthole up there?
Like, how do you climb? You said like you the thing to like.
And then you guys are asking some
valid questions.
Inhale yourself.
Like how, there's no room up there to sit.
You told us there's flagpoles.
Yeah, and now we'll ask you
because it's on my list here. I've heard of it before, but
you should have known there are gonna be questions, Dave.
Why would there not be questions?
And they're the same questions I have. I just don't like you trying to blow past.
Yeah, they're
sitting on
a flagpole.
A flagpole.
We need to know, Abe. When would this affect?
Logistics, Abe.
I need to know.
Just draw me a diagram.
I mean, here's a picture of a guy just sitting on a flagpole.
That's not a thing.
Let me see.
It's a thing.
That can't be a thing.
In the 19...
This is like, what 19 what, 20s?
In the 20s, it was a thing.
They were weird in the 1920s, though.
Actually, the first time it was done was in 1924. A former sailor and stunt performer was hired to perch atop a pole outside the Hollywood movie theater for as long as he could.
Hey, Abe, I have a question. A really serious question.
Okay.
You know that long pole thing on the Twin Towers?
Mm-hmm.
Did somebody ever flagpole sit that?
I don't know. I think flagpole sitting was done by then. I'm trying to find out when the last time it ever happened was.
Probably last week.
The 1930s is when it fizzled out and went away entirely. So the
30s. Yeah.
We need to bring back.
And then all of a sudden, dudes were like, you know what? I can just get a dildo and stay at home.
See, that's what I need to know is what the motivation, why the flagpole, and how do they keep that from happening?
Okay. Why do you even think
I
want to fuck this flagpole?
I don't know. Hey, TikTok. Make flagpole sitting a trend for
next week. A trend again?
Yeah.
God. No, if it was a TikTok version, it would be the lubed flagpole.
No.
No, I guarantee you they would try to one up it.
No.
And that's what it would be.
Okay, fine. The lubed flagpole challenge. The lines have been drawn on TikTok. You'll move.
Make it happen, bitches. Yep.
I want to see you twinning next week.
All right. So my next question is
still
we're going with the fuck that. No way. All right. What do you guys think the longest time someone has
done... That you could have a flagpole in your butthole?
I don't know if it went in the butthole, but the current record...
How is it not in the butthole? How is it not in the butthole?
I don't know.
Would it just kind of gravitate to the butthole?
It would.
I don't know.
You would think
after a while your hip bones would separate.
I mean, it would be like a big anal bead, right?
Basically. I don't know if it'd be a bead because it's just... tapered the whole way, like you're gonna go, it's going in. There's no stopping.
Once it's in,
there's nothing.
You're sinking.
You're sinking.
Gravity will take over.
It's in, man. You're in it to win it.
So my question still stands. The longest. Who do you think his name is?
Who?
How long?
Okay.
His name is H. David Werder, and it was 1984, if that helps at all.
The year I was born.
1984.
How long?
1984.
How long? What? How long is the longest record for flagpole sitting?
Okay, I'm going to go 36 hours.
Okay.
I don't think that much. I'm going to go 12.5.
All right. So to blow your mind a little bit, the first record was in 1924. That was 13 hours and 13 minutes.
Okay. So I was close.
So
that was the first one, though.
We'll fast forward.
That's where we start.
Yeah. Oh my God.
That was the benchmark.
Yeah. I did not think this was going to go down this way.
All right.
So here we are.
We'll fast forward to how about 1927, which was just a few years after when it started.
Yeah.
21 days.
Okay.
So you guys want to change your votes at all when we when we go in the future a couple?
Do people just throw 20 years? Food? Do they just throw food up to you? And you just catch it
like a little well.
What the fuck?
All right, the record for sitting on a flagpole.
So we're both
way off. This can't be real. I call bullshit so hard, but it says
32 years,
still going.
439 days, 11 hours, and 6 minutes.
How? Why?
Why?
Who
cares?
Like, I thought that.
What's his name?
H. David Werder.
H. David Werder. Who gives a fuck?
Fuck. Like, you know what? To quit after, like, a month? You got the record, dude. Nobody can break this.
Nobody gives a shit, dude, anymore.
How does he take a shit?
Break your record.
How does he take a shit up there?
How do you take a shit?
How do you do that?
Just unplug and then just put it to the side a little bit. I guess you don't have to wipe. You just
what was this at?
I'm looking more into it because
you just blew my mind with stupidity.
Sounds too fake. This can't be real.
It's not real. I refuse.
The fuck, dude?
It makes no logistical sense.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Okay.
What the fuck is this going down?
All right. So.
Am I going to be more mad?
I am mad right now.
This guy's wasted his life.
I'm so pissed off. I hope this guy died.
So you asked why?
Because he died.
Apparently, it was a protest. Take a wild stab.
Oh, my God. Why was he protesting?
Just give me some kind of stab.
This still doesn't count as a record.
No one has any guess.
Let me guess. Okay.
I want to say something. I mean, I know it's 1984, but I want to say something stupid like the January 6th. Stop the steal.
Actually, I don't know what. Cocaine being legal?
Not far off. The price of gasoline.
Oh.
This guy was so pissed off at the price of gasoline. You know what? I'm going to go on top of that flagpole.
Oh, God. And I bet it was 27 cents.
Oh, my. You know
for
what?
A gallon of gas. Hey,
you know what this reminds me of?
If you could see it now, bud.
Guys, I know what this reminds me of.
You'd be sticking all the flagpoles in your butthole.
You know what? You know what this reminds me of? What's a couple months ago, I was at Walmart. The chain machine?
Yeah.
It broke on a guy, and he was freaking out. And I'm going to sue you, Walmart.
And it was probably 11 cents.
Yeah, dude. Dude, you're at Walmart getting change. You can't afford Walmart loyals.
Oh, you mean that chain where you put your change in and then it gives you you can get bills back?
Yeah, he said he didn't point it out.
That's true. What the fuck are you going to hire?
Yeah, you're barely making them, dude.
You just gave all your money
to
Walmart.
With your nickel money.
You're going to sue? With what money? We got your change.
If you had a bank account, you'd probably take it to your bank and not have to pay the 10 cents for every dollar.
Hey, you know what? Sue away, dude.
Sue away, dude.
Oh, man. So this article...
Price of gas.
This article is saying it is unofficial.
I've never been so mad at anything to stick anything in my butthole.
For a year?
For 400 days.
For 400 days.
And then you're like, you know what, guys? I kind of liked it. You think?
No way.
What? What?
Wait, this guy's done it before. This wasn't his first record.
That's what
it
was. His first rodeo.
He started off in 1979 when he spent 113 days on top of a 14-foot flagpole in North Carolina.
This wasn't the first flagpole up his ass.
So he spent over 500 days of his life.
Dude, just buy a fucking dildo already. Nobody kills.
He needs that excuse.
We should just all chip in and just... Is he still alive?
Can we send him a dildo?
Can we just send him a dildo?
His purse was...
Can you imagine?
So apparently they have a sign underneath their butt. He had a sign on underneath his butt because his perch was a 1957 Volkswagen Bug that served as a sign for a car repair shop.
Wait, what?
So apparently he's sitting on that on top of the flagpole.
So it's not up his butt?
It's not direct contact with the anus.
That doesn't count.
How do you balance that thing then? How do you sleep on it?
Okay, that doesn't count.
At least the thing in your butthole would
keep you from falling.
Yeah, but wouldn't you just and fall off a little bit of perch?
I don't know.
Yeah, but I'm sure he liked it.
Let me go back to this other thing where that involves a picture.
I mean, why though? My question still stands.
Oh, there's no way that's going up his butt. Look at that one. I zoomed in. There's no way that's going up his butt. That thing's huge.
Let me see.
Huh.
It's like a giant ball thing.
Oh, yeah, okay.
This guy's a cheater.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
So, yeah, that's everything you need to know about flagpole sitting.
Never seen a flagpole so big,
too. I know. He went out and found the biggest one. What a fucking loser.
Oh, that's true.
The white flagpoles weren't good enough anymore.
He had to go black. He couldn't go back.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, it's true.
Once you go flagpole, even better. You don't go back.
Yeah, you don't go back.
You had to find the biggest one.
Oh. All right, so you guys ready for the next trend?
Yeah.
Just came across.
Yeah.
It's not as good. Phone booth stuffing. Apparently that was a big thing.
Oh, like.
Yeah. People? Okay.
Trying to get as many people into a phone booth as possible.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see what else we got.
It's what people used to do in like the 1950s.
Yeah. The pet rock. I'd say like 50s. Fucking huge.
Yeah, I know. That was Bill and Ted was about.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. That's. The pet rock was a fucking huge one.
Yeah.
The painted rocks were
the painted rocks a couple years ago. Yeah. That was trying to them bringing it back.
You
bet,
barely ever hear about painted rocks. No. Already it's forgotten.
That's forgotten. I used to think it was rock solid, but not anymore.
Nope. Now it's rock soft.
Yep. It wasn't a strong enough foundation.
No.
Nope.
They built it on sand. Might as well have.
It puts the socks back on.
So this one, I feel like, I guess, no, that's a solid fad.
You don't have to laugh at that.
Cool.
Thank you. I was really hoping I didn't have to. Hacky sacks.
Yeah, dude. Did you guys used to hacky sacks?
Yeah.
I think that keep feel like it come back every so
every so often. Yeah. Because it would have been back in like the 70s, it would have been popular. Yeah. And then,
70s, 80s, and 90s.
15 years ago, it was popular.
Yeah. Again?
Yeah.
Damn.
I remember the first thing with every hacky sack was breaking it in.
Oh, yeah.
Like, most people, when they buy hacky sacks, they don't know right off the bat. Like, I didn't know when I first got one. I was just trying to kick this basically a solid ball, and everyone's like, no, man, you got to break it in.
Go break it in.
And there's people that actually cut the bottom open and took some of the beads out and then re-sewed it shut.
That's cheating, man. You got to break it in.
You
got to
break that shit in natural. Yeah. The when they are broken in, though.
Oh, they're nice.
So nice. Dirt ones. Have you ever played with a dirt? No. I only did once or twice, but that's fucking weird.
Yeah.
I always tried to do the jester, the one you jump up. I saw Travis do it once. I'm like, oh, that's so cool.
When I think of hacky sack, I think of Travis.
Travis,
Yeah, we hacky sacked a lot.
I remember we spent one whole gym period
playing hacky.
Before, like, we were...
Before we were really friends, I was just like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I don't like anybody here.
What's up?
Yeah. These two guys seem like they know what's going on.
We probably talked movies already by then.
Like in our class.
Do you think Travis still plays hacky sack?
Oh, I don't know.
Here's a controversial one for you, Tony.
Uh-oh.
The 80s wrestling.
Oh, no, because wrestling does, like, as a fad, I feel like it does have its wave, right?
It does.
Okay. So the last big wave. We weighed like what, late 90s, early 2000s.
Yep. Yeah, that was mine. That's what I was.
That was a big one.
And I would deal to say it's coming back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it too. I hear, you have always talked wrestling to us, but like, don't you feel like you're hearing a lot more about wrestling lately?
I do. And I would chalk that up to, or not really chalk it up, but like, partly because of all the.
Partly.
the wrestlers who are getting into acting and vice versa.
Yeah, that too.
Oh.
And I would like to say that I think because Vince McMahon got like in trouble. Yeah.
That's a big one.
He was holding it back for many years.
Yeah.
Oh.
But he brought it to the land and then he got old and senile.
Yeah.
And now he was handling it and now he's gone and that's now it's flourishing again.
Okay.
It's amazing again.
So. Yeah.
Nice.
I was going to see if it had like a...
I think it's coming back. It's going to have another good boom period.
Another big old wave.
Yeah. I think like every 10, 15 years.
Ew. Oh, I thought those were... I remember jelly shoes.
I feel like those... I didn't know they were a thing before like Crocs. That's basically a Croc.
Because I was thinking Crocs.
Yeah, but I thought they were Crocs when I saw them. But I remember that.
Okay, though. Yeah, I remember those.
But yeah, Crocs though, I could not wait for that fucking fad to be over. Those things are so stupid.
They are.
Yeah, fuck Crocs.
Oh, my God. I had to go to a Croc store because Rora like
there's
loves
a whole fucking store
at Mall of America. We had to go to a fucking Croc store.
I bet that's closed.
I hope it's closed.
Well, I doubt it. That Croc fad's still going, dude.
No.
How much are they worth?
They even have...
they have outdoor ones.
Like they have outdoor ones. They have... it's kind of like buttons that people used to wear on their shirts and shit.
Oh man.
But like four Crocs.
Yep. Like the little the plug things on the back of phones. Yeah. The little circle things that you can fill the holes with.
So yeah. Stupid,
oh man,
dude.
Fuck Crocs.
Croc decorations.
It's a Croc of shit.
No thanks.
If you're wearing Crocs and listening to this, don't just fuck you.
No, keep it playing. Just get rid of your Crocs. Take them off right now and burn them.
Okay.
No matter where you are.
Yeah. Born new
Even
Crocs.
Even if you're inside with carpet.
Hey, you know what?
Wow.
Born new Crocs.
If you're wearing Crocs, you deserve your
own. Born new Crocs right now and send a picture to us.
So apparently.
But in a safe way.
The Crocs have been around for 20 years, which I did not expect that.
Yeah, but it wasn't a fad the whole time.
And they're sold in 90 countries globally. How many pairs of Crocs would you say have been sold all over the world?
I'd probably say like, what do you think? Like
75 mil?
I'd probably say like 720 mil.
Ooh, that's a great guess.
Was it?
720 million pairs.
Jesus Christ.
To the
number. I should
get
a trophy.
You should get a trophy for that.
Okay. I'm going to get you a Croc trophy.
No, never mind. God damn it. I walked into that shit.
Yeah, you with Crocs on.
Ugh.
They've made $3.6 billion.
Oh, speaking of Crocs, I know this is way off topic, but on YouTube.
Speaking of Crocs, it's off topic, but speaking.
Well, because we're talking to the Croc shoes, but like I've been watching this guy's YouTube. I don't know his name or anything, but like he's an Australian guy.
Okay.
And he just like goes out like camping out in like fucking like where there's croc in like lagoons and shit. And like he puts up like a tent that like goes over the water.
Oh, fuck that.
Uh-huh, dude.
What?
He's like waiting out there and like diving down trying to find like crabs and shit like that.
Well, crocodiles are just chilling around.
He didn't see any crocs, but I mean it's croc infested waters.
Damn.
I'll be honest, I've only watched two of his episodes. I haven't seen a croc yet.
Yeah.
But it's Australia. They're everywhere.
Okay, so it's you. That's slightly a...
No, he's talking about, like, there's Crocs, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That always makes me nervous, and that was... I did better the first time.
You did.
I lost the accent.
Yeah, midway through.
Yep.
What else we got here?
Crocodile Dundee, that was a fad.
Yeah, it was. Australia was a fad.
Australia. Steve Irwin. That's the last time I remember Australia.
Yeah, it suddenly died, though.
No, there's a group on YouTube that I like a lot that they, I gotta take my ears off real quick. They like to throw things off of tall structures onto trampolines and see if the trampoline will survive. They do a lot
Oh, I've watched that.
Yeah.
Huh.
They like because they had
like,
one.
What are they
like an anvil?
Yeah, anvil.
Huh.
Or they'll drop Bowling an anvil ball. Onto something. Yeah. Though they have a lot. They had one that was really cool. So they have these giant balloons, right? And there's a string of maybe like 20 of them, and then they'll take. They make a game out of it. Like they draw out of a thing, and like you get you get a sword, and you have to throw the sword, and you have to guess how many balloons it'll go through before it just stops.
Okay, yeah, I've seen that.
Oh, it's fucking cool. I think it's How Ridiculous or something like that. I can't remember, but no, they're super, super entertaining. Yeah. I like them a lot. But they're from Australia. That's the point of that story. Rubik's Cubes, that kind of coming back.
People that grew up in Australia just fascinate me.
Yeah.
In what way?
Because it's just such a, I don't know. When I think Australia, I think like...
Death.
Death.
Yeah.
Around everything every corner, will kill you. Everything can kill you. There's
everything.
Have you seen the spiders there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, like you can't even escape the spiders on land because if you go into the water, there's fucking sharks in the water.
Yep.
Yep.
Or if you go into the lagoons instead, there's crocs in there.
I don't know how anybody's alive though.
Yeah.
They all learned how to make friends with them and like the charm them. And, yeah.
Hey, remember the Fat of Germany starring World Wars?
Oh, man, that was a big one.
Whoa. Happened twice.
That was coming back.
Who knows? Never forget.
I've been to Germany. God, what a beautiful place, though.
I would love to go to Germany.
Me too.
It's amazing.
Let's start that fad of going.
I've been on the Autobahn.
Ooh. Oh, the road without any.
With no.
Nice. Yep. Speed limit. That's the word I'm looking for.
We did a Hyundai on there. You have to.
Yeah, it's safer.
And bought an American History X movie poster.
You know, ironically,
there in Germany.
Hitler.
The swastika was taken out, I'm assuming.
No, but I mean, in the poster, he's like, he's got his hand over.
Oh, so all you can see is like the fringes.
Yeah, but it's sticking out.
Yeah.
But I mean, like the whole, like director of photography, you know what I mean? Stuff like that. All those words are like, it was all in German.
That's cool.
And stuff. It was cool.
You know what sucks? Hitler helped invent the Autobahn.
Yeah.
Yeah. He did a lot.
Yeah, he did.
There was
maybe too much.
I don't remember what movie.
Some might argue. No, I'm kidding.
It was.
I can't say that I'm Jewish, man.
I know, right?
Now,
Jesus, Abe, chill. Now,
wow.
Yeah,
I don't know why that came out so aggressive.
Now,
I felt like I got scolded.
I know. Hey, it's okay. It's okay.
It's not Tony.
I get the aggression, but when Tony makes 9/11 jokes, you don't get no aggression.
Because I don't know any better.
God.
You should know better than to convert religions.
I know
better. Oh, no, he doesn't.
It was an episode.
I'm being Jewish. I'm Jewish by association. Yeah. My wife's
that
Jewish.
Counts. That counts as conversion.
Counts.
Was it? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's included.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
When you go to hell, you still count.
Holy shit, eh?
Wait, why am I going to hell,
you
though?
You still have to answer for your sins.
Am I going to hell because I'm Jewish, is what you're saying?
I guess. I don't know.
Damn.
It's truly.
You killed Tony, Abe. How do you feel?
I don't know why my brain went there, but it was great.
Tony literally dropped out of his seat and hit the ground.
I was choking. I almost locked myself in the bathroom. This all had to keep staying, right?
Oh, I'm fine with it.
Oh, I'm
Jewish, man.
Okay.
On the subject of Hitler, it was an episode of Creepshow where there was a artist who was obsessed. Was that Creepshow? I don't feel like it was something where like there was some guy who was obsessed with Hitler and he had a bunch of stuff in his basement, and there was two people and they fucking killed. No, that was the gentleman. That's the gentleman. That's the subplot in The Gentleman. There's a guy who's obsessed with Hitler, and he has a whole bunch of... It was actually... Did you guys watch The Great at all? You didn't probably watch The Great. It's a TV show.
No.
There's a guy from that who's in... But yeah, that's what it was from. Sorry. Huh. My brain just went on a wild tangent because I couldn't get that out of my brain.
Hey. Been there.
Been there. Push Pops.
Oh, I love Push Pops. So good. Yeah. The old ones.
They still make those, though, don't they?
Do they really?
I've had those with the girls.
Huh. I need some Push Pops in my life.
Oh, yeah. They still make Push Pops.
Polly Pocket.
Oh, yeah. Ashton loved Polly Pocket.
Yeah.
Used to. Not anymore.
The Spice Girls.
Dude. Oh, damn.
Dude.
There they are. The JNCO jeans.
Oh, damn.
They're
that's
on
nice.
The fat list?
When's the last time you saw a pair of them?
Wow.
That is the whole, I remember, that's the other thing I forgot about JNCO jeans is how crusty the bottoms of them would
get.
Oh,
yeah, because they would like be, you'd be walking around in puddles.
Puddles mud, and then they'd be gravel. Yep.
Come.
Piss.
You're thinking like I was.
I don't would compare piss to cum.
Well, it's probably farther from the flagpole guy.
Yeah, but they're like both obvious things you shouldn't be walking around.
Yeah, I know, right?
But piss is much more likely because it would be like all the floor in the bathroom.
God, it's like you bring in science. I mean, how much cum?
Realistically,
stop bringing logic.
Realistically, how much cum do you think you've walked in that you've not known?
Yeah, you could be walking in cum all
right now.
Rabbit cum, dude. Yeah. If they fuck that much, like used to cumming all the time.
How much rabbit cum is that one at all?
There's probably a lot of rabbit cum.
Did you guys know rabbits don't actually cum?
Shut the
fuck you,
up.
Abe.
No. Stop.
Fuck
you. Stop bringing science in here.
Fuck you, Abe, and your science.
They do. I just made that up.
Okay. Like, I believed you.
No, no. Blood knocked down his microphone.
I did. You caught me with a lie joke.
I did.
I know. It will just fall into the pothole.
Oh, God. Ashlyn, if you're out there,
get us back on top.
You got to get over this COVID, man.
Figure this out.
This is what happened. We did not. We're off the chain. No coming back.
My microphone can't handle it.
I am choking up a hill.
Boy, nice.
We need Ashlyn to save this podcast. We're going to get canceled this week.
We might. So here's one that actually evolved, the flash mobs. You remember the flash mobs?
Oh, yeah, that came back.
I feel like that's evolved into TikTok dancing in general.
Yeah.
Because
it's still going.
I see videos all over Reddit of it's actually, there's a whole sub called I'm the Main Character, where it's people just trying to live their lives, and then they're filming someone who's filming a TikTok, and they're like taking up a whole fucking street just so they can dance for a couple, and everyone's just trying to walk around them, and then they'll pass in front of the camera, and then they get all pissed off.
They get all upset about it. Yeah. God.
Yeah, that's a...
I'm the main character.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, that shit's fucking
fuck that.
Bizarre.
I mean, legit, though, I am the main character.
You're not a main character unless you're sitting on a flagpole.
Brett,
I gotta go for the record.
I gotta
beat the record.
Go for the record.
Guys, I'm going for it.
Oh, my God. Announce it now, officially.
I gotta know. How long do you think you can legit make on top of a flagpole?
I don't know. One thrust.
I'll
be like, you know what? This life isn't for me.
I'm done, guys.
I'm going to bring a towel just so right when it inserts, I can just throw the towel
I'm
going
to have to look at a flagpole to see how big it is now.
Did you see the one he showed you?
No, but I want to see
from now on
one that's normal size, not a BBC.
I want to see how big it actually is.
From now on, every flagpole you see, I want you to give me an estimate of how long you can sit on top of it.
Yeah, like the one at Polkins. That's a pretty big one.
That one's ginormous.
You could probably make a bed up though.
That one and the bees one.
Oh yeah.
See, that's the other thing, though, because I know the one at Perkins, the flag is always down because the wind is so fucking fierce, it rips the flag up.
Yeah.
So can you imagine the wind throwing that thing? That can't be
good.
No. Yeah. Add another level of...
another dimension.
Yeah, you might need some bungee cords.
But if you're going for the record for something so fucking stupid, you're probably willing to travel to where it's not even that windy. You know what I mean?
True.
Like, you would think about stupid things stupid ideas.
Any place that can be windy up high.
That's true.
Yeah, but a lot of those were... Right?
Where was that?
Well, I don't know.
There was one in North Carolina and then one in New Jersey.
But you got to worry about a hurricane in Jersey.
Yeah, you do.
Probably like a mountainous place, right? Somewhere to block the wind.
Okay, yeah.
Or a lot of trees.
You need a mountain to block the wind.
Maybe the forest.
Yeah.
Or in a city.
Or in a
skyscraper
with buildings.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or you can just get a short one. One of those that he sat on was 14 foot tall.
Oh, 14 fucking foot?
Oh, fuck this guy.
I'm just saying. It's not the height.
Fuck that pretentious asshole.
If you can't fall and die.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Fuck your Weckle.
I thought you were stupid before.
Yeah, this Weckle didn't even count.
You're barely in the fucking air. Yeah. Whatever, dude.
Ooh, whoa, look. Hey, look. I'm the flagpole guy.
If I fall, I'll scrape my
Scrape a knee.
Ooh, no. God.
You gotta at least break a bone if you
fall.
Yeah,
you gotta break a fucking neck.
God.
I hate this guy.
Yeah. H. Benjamin Waldy. You're weird.
Yeah.
Dude.
I hope he's still alive.
Yep.
I don't know. Actually, I forgot to look if he's still alive or if he impaled himself on a flagpole.
He's probably humping a flagpole in jail.
He's probably humping. Yeah. How do you whack off up there?
I don't know.
He doesn't have to. He's sitting on a fucking flagpole, Brett. He's tickling his
innards.
Yeah.
What's that thing called that we all have? Prostate. Gonads.
He's tickling
his prostate.
But when to get the pleasure
you need to
from
come.
It.
No, I know. You get the
stroke also.
Yep.
So
I learned that the hard way.
Yeah. So
I like how you just
true
leave
story.
It at that. I learned that the hard way.
Yeah. Thanks for the life lesson, Dad.
No, don't make it weird, Tony.
Oh, you don't make this podcast weird. Okay. I think it's too late for that.
It's too late.
We spend half the time talking about flagpoles and buttholes.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, look, this is a super short one.
Yeah. Let me see.
Oh, what the hell?
That's not even a flagpole.
It's not. It's more of a sign pole.
It's a sign pole. Fuck that guy.
You wouldn't even get a scratched up knee from that fall.
It looks pretty comfortable.
Yeah. Like did he have a chair?
He had a chair. Yeah, he just chill.
No, he didn't have a chair.
Oh, I thought he had a
chair. He
had a chair.
He probably left with a dummy. Like, okay,
no, it's,
nobody
it's
will
got
know.
It's got a cross support, though, so it's not like straight up pulling butt. See that guy?
Okay, let me see. Oh my God. That guy looked like a pretentious asshole.
He really does, actually. He's wearing the gold chain. He's got his legs crossed.
Like,
looking down on you.
Yeah, he's like, look at me.
Looking back at me. Looking back at me.
Mitchell Scott, man.
Skibbity bop, bop, boop, boop.
Oh my God.
I don't have any record if he's still alive or not, to be honest.
Let's be honest. He probably got buried alive thinking he could survive, and that's how he died. Nobody killed him, dug him back up.
Right.
Okay.
Cronuts. What are we at?
We're at 56. We probably
56.
Any more?
Nothing of... No, nothing of big substance. Unfortunately. Oh, I'm so sorry, Mitchell. I forgot to read your comment for The Shining. So I'm going to read it right now because we didn't have any nobody had any fads or trends to share with us.
I guess posting commenting on Facebook was a fad that's forgotten.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
Switch to inbox.
I think he was talking to me.
I was.
Okay, good.
I was indeed. Mitchell, about The Shining, he had to say, it's a fantastic movie with the right amount of atmospheric horror with some supernatural beings sprinkled in for good measure.
What? Hey, Mitchell, what do you think about the titties in that movie? Let me know.
That scene is burnt into my brain for forever.
Like, how would you... Mitchell, this is Chiffle Mitchell.
You're going to have Mitch...
Wait, which set?
Boobs?
Yeah.
Which set? The first set were amazing.
Yeah. The full set.
I don't know. Those old ones look pretty good, too.
Okay, you know what? I won't. Yeah. Mitchell?
No.
I need you to wink. I need you to, give me your rating of both titties.
Both of them.
I don't know.
Both those before and after.
Those first ones were like top tier tits.
Yeah. Those first ones were crazy.
Yep.
The second ones, if they didn't have the green splotches on them, I could possibly deal.
I think the green splotches
to them, no problem.
No,
but the mold.
No, but I think the green splotches gave it kale-tall.
No.
Something to lick off.
Go sit on a flagpole, Tony.
Hey. Cheese
I
is
like
mold.
Cheese.
Yeah. Yeah.
We like
cheesy tits.
We like blue cheese dressing.
Yeah.
Green cheese dressing.
Yeah, green cheese. Green cheese titties. Thank you very much.
Gross.
I don't know why you're being so weird.
Yeah, you look
something
weird about this.
I thought you liked tits. Whatever,
I know.
Dude.
I guess he doesn't. Abe doesn't like tits at all anymore.
Not with green
Who
cheese.
Are you?
This
Not
is Mandela effect
Abe. Mandela effect Abe doesn't like boobs.
Well, that's all we have this week, everybody.
Are we ending?
We are.
Oh.
Yeah, we're like an owl.
Yeah. Oh. We talked too much about flagpoles.
God damn it.
The flagpoles got us. Man.
I mean, it was a really good episode.
We want to thank you all for subscribing. And if you haven't already, do it now. And we want to thank you for all the comments. You guys are great.
And if keep you on sending more comments.
Keep on sending them.
If you haven't subscribed yet, don't worry. Not everybody's perfect.
You know? That's You know what? You Let's open this up. Everybody, wait, the shining boobs. Not just Mitchell, but everybody.
On a scale from 6 to 4.
6 to 4.
6 to 4.
Yep. 4 is the highest. 6 is the lowest.
Yep.
In the middle, it kind of like dips down. So,
it'd be a 5.
If you give us a 5, it means it's the worst.
It's even worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It has to be a 4.
It's worse than a 0.
You got to go all in or nothing at all.
Exactly.
Yep.
Or if you don't like boobs, give them a 4, give them a 5.
Yeah.
Yep.
Then we'll know.
Yep.
What happened, guys?
I think this was our best and worst episode ever.
Whoa.
If I offended anyone,
I don't even know what to say.
I don't know
now.
What I'm saying half the time. It's
who
all in good
offend,
fun.
Man?
I don't know.
I'm Jewish.
That's okay.
We can say whatever we want to because I'm Jewish and I'm on the podcast.
I don't like
we you. We are uncancelable.
You can't. I don't know about me.
I might get killed.
I'm part Jewish. I'm part German. I'm part Irish.
But we can say whatever.
I think Germans are allowed to make Jewish jokes.
I don't think. Although I am, I got a lot of German ancestry.
I'm German ancestry.
That's why I'm so like mad at myself all the time.
Yeah,
it's the self hate.
Yeah, that's how I get it, man. I'm German and Jewish. My facial hair doesn't know how to grow in.
I heard that's what actually Hitler's problem was. Apparently, he was part Polish and Jewish, and
and he sucked at alt.
Yeah, I heard that one. If he actually got accepted into art school, he might not have taken out half the world.
But you know what? I was gonna say something. What? Oh, if we didn't get canceled for our Kate Middleton podcast, I thought we'd get.
That's true. People like the royal family.
Did you me again?
Hey,
you know what? Ain't that funny? He walked off too. He just
I feel like he had to leave before he felt like he was gonna really offend somebody with his comment.
Okay, thanks for listening.
But he still put the first half of the comment out there for people
to fill in the blanks.
Yeah,
they know how to fill the blanks. People fill in the blanks. Okay,
I gotta poo.
What the fuck?
I gotta atone for my sins after that.
Yeah, we all do.
You're listening to the Prescribed Films Podcast Network, home to hundreds of hours of free podcast entertainment. The shows on this network all have a common goal, providing you with the best discussions about movies and other forms of entertainment media. The PFPN hopes to fill your earholes with audio joy. Visit our website with links to all the other amazing shows at www.thepfpn.com. Thanks for listening.